Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
646, 14 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Weather's cold. Means we're all going to be, I guess, maybe closer. I don't know. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us, professor of medicine, section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
I make my own rules on this. When I talk to somebody I haven't spoken to since the start of the year and it's still early, I tell them Happy New Year. So Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Tommy.
Let's talk about, I mentioned the weather being cold, and I know we'll start maybe with some of this nasty respiratory stuff that's going around affecting some members of the WWL staff, as a matter of fact. What happens with the cold weather? What are we in closer quarters, or why is it that the cold weather sometimes tends to lend itself to viruses or flu spreading?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've hit the most important point, which is that when the weather gets colder, people go indoors, they congregate together. And if somebody's sick, they're likely to transmit viruses of all types to other people. Right now, we're seeing very high levels of flu-like activity in Louisiana and in most of the United States. In fact, 80% of the United States right now has high to very high levels of flu-like activity. And it might be the flu virus, but it might be another virus. It may be COVID. It might be human metapneumovirus, which is a virus we've been hearing about from other parts of the world recently. It could be enteroviruses, adenoviruses. But these cold viruses transmit very effectively during the cold weather months because people are close together and are able to transmit these viruses easily to one another.
Is what's going around, or could what's going around be prevented with vaccines, or is it just akin to the common cold?
Well, it's, you know, right now what we're seeing a lot of is flu. And yes, flu is a vaccine preventable illness. Unfortunately, about 50% of adults don't get the flu vaccine every year, even though it's recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. But it is a vaccine-preventable illness. COVID is a vaccine-preventable illness. RSV is a vaccine-preventable illness. But not everyone's getting their vaccines. And as a result, we're seeing levels of viral activity that's quite high. And I would encourage anyone who still hasn't gotten the flu vaccine, for example, to get it, because right now, again, Louisiana is one of the states with the highest levels of flu-like activity in the United States.
You read my mind, Doc, or at least read my confession, because I was getting ready to say I haven't had the COVID shot yet, haven't had the flu vaccine, not that I'm opposed to it. I just, for whatever reason, didn't find a chance to get it, and I've been hanging around with some people doing some stuff, so it's not too late. I really should get all of these, right?
It's not too late. And even if you've had the flu, you want to get the flu vaccine. There are multiple strains of the flu virus that are going to circulate during a particular flu season. And what we're seeing right now may not be the same flu virus that we see in a couple of months. And that vaccine should contain the strain types that are most likely to circulate this year. And they can prevent you from getting infected with those other flu strains that might emerge later in the flu season. So even if you've had the flu, get the flu vaccine.
Go to CVS today. That's who does the things for our plan. And that, I'm not trying to do a commercial, Dr. Fred. So for people that are, say, over 50, they should get what? COVID, flu, pneumonia, RSV, what?
So for they should definitely get COVID. The updated vaccine was released in the fall, you know, in September. Unfortunately, only about 20% of adults have availed themselves of the updated COVID vaccine. We've talked about the flu vaccine. They should get that. RSV vaccine, the CDC recommends that for everyone 75 years of age and older. And if you're 60 to 74 years of age, if you've got an increased risk for severe infection with RSV, which is otherwise known as respiratory syncytial virus, these would be people who have, for example, asthma or emphysema or other chronic medical conditions. They should also get the RSV vaccine. The pneumonia vaccine is also available. Pneumonia vaccine is actually directed against a bacterial organism known as Streptococcus pneumoniae, but it's now been recommended for people 50 years of age and older. So that's something else you want to talk about with your health care provider.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dr. Fred Lopez. We'll talk about what's going on in China with, I think it's a routine outbreak there, but we'll see when we come back. Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine, section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7. Dr. Fred, that's Jordan Fiegel, Manning Master Control, bringing us back with shots. I think in the medical profession, you prefer to call them injections, don't you?
We do call them both.
Yeah, a little mosquito. What did dentist tell you? A little mosquito bite. That's what you're going to feel. Let me address this, please, for people that are texting in. I don't want to engage anybody in an argument. Do whatever you want. It's America, right? Believe what you want now. Make up whatever you want. It's America. Now, when it comes to science, though, for people that you know, take issue with COVID vaccine preventing COVID, I don't know that anybody said it will prevent you from keeping COVID. I think the idea of the vaccine is, while it may prevent you from getting COVID, it will make sure it will help ensure that you don't wind up in the hospital. Accurate? Or keep it?
Yeah.
Clean that up for me, Dr. Fred. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct. I think there's a misconception that these vaccines, this is true for flu and COVID-19 and other vaccines, that they prevent you from getting the infection. They do, to a certain degree, prevent people from getting the infection. But what their major value is to prevent people who get infected from developing complications that might result in hospitalization and, unfortunately, sometimes death. And so these vaccines are very good at preventing serious complications, and that's where they're most effective.
When it comes to what's going on in China with this, what is it, HMPV virus? Is that anything that we should be concerned about, or is it kind of like China virus January? Uh-oh, don't start that again.
Yeah, I think that probably has a little bit to do with it. It's got a name that also wreaks a little bit of fear. The HMPV stands for human metapneumovirus. And that sounds really kind of evil as a virus with that name. But it's been around. We've known about it since 2001. It circulates every virus season, winter virus season, along with flu and RSV and COVID-19. And so we've known about it. It usually infects people before they're 5 years of age. It can cause cold-like or flu-like illnesses. And the concern is that people who have weakened immune systems, who are older with with chronic medical conditions, that they can develop more severe complications like pneumonia, for example. So it is a concern year to year to year, and we know about it. It circulates every winter, but it is getting some press because the cases have been surging in northern China. But I don't think this is a concern in the United States any more than it is every winter. The issue with HMPV is that we don't have a vaccine and we don't have any treatments that can target this virus like we do for flu and COVID-19. So that's where there is a difference between these viruses. But I don't think this is something we should be extremely concerned about. We can prevent it in the same ways we prevent other viral infections. If you're sick, wash your hands, avoid touching other people who can then touch their eyes, mouth, and nose and cause infection by transmitting the virus in that way. And if you're sick, stay home. Don't transmit these viruses to other people who might be more susceptible to complications, and get your vaccines.
That is the message of our boss, Diane Newman, and it couldn't be a better one. If you're sick, stay home. Thank you, Dr. Fred. Appreciate your time as always. Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. When we come back, we're going to spend the hour talking to Alonzo Knox, state representative whose district includes the French Quarter. Also, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser.